In the news this week, Christian MP Nick Fletcher says any new conversion therapy law must not criminalise parents. Pro-abortion MPs attempt to hijack the government's criminal justice bill in their latest effort to decriminalise abortion. And Stonewall is blasted for campaigning to undermine equality in Britain. Hello. Christian MP Nick Fletcher has said parents must not be criminalised for protecting their children from puberty blockers. Writing in the Daily Express, the MP for Don Valley warned that a new conversion therapy law, based on the one in the Australian state of Victoria, would make it harder to challenge gender ideology. Activists here want the UK to follow Victoria, describing their ban as the gold standard. Do we really want parents prosecuted for not letting their children go on puberty blockers? My only hope is that the damage can be minimised until the world finally wakes up to this harmful ideology. Pro-abortion MPs are attempting to hijack the government's criminal justice bill to decriminalise abortion in England and Wales. Although Labour MPs Stella Creasy and Dame Diana Johnson claimed their amendments would not allow abortion up to birth, it would mean that no woman could be prosecuted for taking pills to abort her baby at home, even after the current 10-week limit. Creasy has called on the Secretary of State to make whatever changes appear necessary or appropriate to decriminalise abortion. The bill will now proceed to committee stage, where MPs may vote on the amendments. New figures from the Gambling Commission have shown that problem gambling in Britain is 8 times more prevalent than previously estimated. Employing what it considers to be a more robust methodology, the industry regulator now believes problem gamblers make up 2.5% of the population, 8 times higher than its 2021 estimate of 0.3%. Lobby group the Betting and Gaming Council dismissed the methodology as experimental. But chairwoman of the all-party parliamentary group for gambling-related harm, Carolyn Harris, hopes the industry will be as keen to use these figures as they have been to cite those that showed lower rates of addiction. The Commission's new methodology is expected to replace previous approaches to collecting data on adult gambling. And finally, the chief of Britain's Equalities and Human Rights watchdog has taken Stonewall to task for campaigning against its work. Speaking on Woman's Hour, Baroness Faulkner asked why the controversial trans lobby group had complained about the Equality and Human Rights Commission to the UN.
Could I just pick up the point about Stonewall defining us in the antagonistic way that they do? This was their third attempt at the UN. And the question I think we have to ask of Stonewall is, what is it about their national rights institution whereby they think they can't engage with us here in the UK on the ground, but go externally to the UN to complain about us? Why do they feel that they need to escalate matters when we have been cooperating with them, consulting them, and working with them over all these years?
Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.